December 12, 1982 to April 24, 2023. Born at the Seashelt Hospital to Ted and Janet, Katie was a fuzzy-haired, blue-eyed baby that captured hearts from the start. Her kind-hearted nature, sense of humor and caring spirit were always something people just wanted to be around. This force continued on to her time spent on the Lower Mainland. This is where she was blessed with the first true love of her life, Jace, who was born in 2008. True love found her once again in 2011, when Chris came into her life. They both knew from the start, and after a few short months of dating, Katie and Jace made the move to Half Moon Bay. Chris not only fell in love with Katie, but Jace as well, and a Hicks family was established. In 2013, Katie's father fell ill, and Chris' heart and capacity as a father shined as he wholeheartedly supported the Meldrum girls, Jace, and was an integral part of Meldrum clan, gaining both a second mother and sister in the process. On June 8, 2013, Katie and Chris wed in Half Moon Bay with their loved ones by their side. They went on to have two more sons, Cole in 2014 and Hunter in 2015. Her boys brought so much light to her soul. Watching the boys become their own little people was the best part of their lives. They took many vacations, even as far as Europe in the fall of 2022. When Katie fell ill, she fought. She fought for every ounce of medical care she could have. She never gave up, and even when she was given a reason for her pain, she knew it wasn't the cause and fought until the true culprit was brought to light. That push led to a diagnosis and then a treatment plan. Her initial insistence to investigate further gave her another year to live and love. With her loving husband and mother by her side, Katie was taken from us and the world lost its light. She joins loved ones that predeceased her, her father in 2013, and grandmother in 2015. Surviving her are her loving husband Chris, her three boys Jace, Cole and Hunter, her mother Janet, sister Christy, Dan, nieces Evelyn, Robin, Kayla, Camille and nephew Jacob, her supportive in-laws, Jeff, Veronica, sister-in-law Lisa, and the countless friends and loved ones she gathered along her way. She was so grateful for all the people that stepped up during this battle and will continue to support her family and shower them with love and light as they navigate this world without their rock. A celebration of life will be held at the Seashelt Botanical Garden on May 12 in the pavilion from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please bring your love, and we'll honor Katie as the community she always held so dear.